we're getting right back into it about body image.
We're going right back into what we were talking about before, but now we're going
you need to get closer, Adriana.
Sorry.
Now I'm getting vicious with you because
excuse me.
You're like,
you're going to be vicious the whole time. I need to fix my hair. Okay. So
we're going to just start talking about, we talked about four things that you could do to help yourself get to where you want to be about.
Basically kind of start a self-love journey.
We said number one, stop weighing yourself. Number two, stop body shaming yourself and others. Number three, affirmations. And number four, take it one step at a time. So something we want to get into is how we talk about other people's bodies just daily.
Mm-hmm. And the language that you should be using.
The language you...
alongside.
The language we use.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we... I mean, there's definitely things I still say that I probably shouldn't... I mean, I think that the goal is to not talk about people's bodies at all.
Yeah.
But...
that's the overall goal. So not even comment, still, not even feel it in your bones to even say something.
But if you still comment on things or you want to comment on things... then let's just talk about the proper language to use.
Yes.
So we're going to give a scenario. Let's say your friend lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
This is a very, mm-hmm. very likely scenario.
Yeah. And this happens to everybody. Happens to every single person.
You know someone in your life.
Yeah.
And whoever's listening from where you're listening from. Mm-hmm. Like, raise your hand. You literally tell me that there is somebody in your life that has lost a lot of weight or gained a lot of weight. But let's say lost a lot of weight, because that's, we're going to talk about losing weight.
Yeah.
Okay. If they lost it in a toxic way, you praising them just makes it worse. They want to hear, you look skinny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you look great. Mm-hmm. They want to hear it. They'll tell you they want to hear it. Some may not, but they'll tell you they want to hear it.
What do you do? Like, they're going to ask you always, like, you're going to want to ask them all these different kinds of questions. I mean, that's what they, yeah.
If you notice someone lost a lot of weight or gained a lot of weight, don't say shit.
Don't say a word.
If they ask you, do I look skinnier to you? This is what I would say. I would literally turn it right back on them. Do I look different? Like, haven't I lost a lot of weight? I would say, do you think that you lost a lot of weight? And just turn the question back on them, because at the end of the day, the whole purpose is, it doesn't matter what I think, it matters what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Stop craving validation from others, you know?
Right.
So I think teach your friends to just only think about how they think about their body.
Yeah. People like that who lose a bunch of weight and they, like, they're aware of how much weight they lost. They are dying for people to see it. And
some, not get all.
That validation from it. These kinds of people, like, crave that validation of, like, other people's telling them, oh, you look so skinny. Oh my God, you look so different. Wow, that dress looks a lot better on you than it did before. Like, all these different things, like, they crave that because it's praise. They want to be praised in that way.
So, the reason why, you're probably thinking, well, why shouldn't I praise them? Like, they lost a lot of weight. That's great. Well, it's not always great that they lost a lot of weight, because you don't know how they lost weight.
Exactly.
So, the first thing is never assume how somebody lost weight. Don't comment on their body. Don't say anything. Because if they gain weight and they stop getting compliments, they'll think, oh, the only way that people really notice me is when I lost weight. I got to keep going that route.
Exactly.
So yeah, I would just say if someone, I just don't comment on it.
Don't comment at all.
Just don't comment.
And it's also
like, if they ask you and trap you, I would just turn it right back on them. Be like, do you feel comfortable? Like, someone will always ask me, do I look fat in this? Or like, do I look big in this? I'll say, do you feel big in it? I don't know. Do you feel comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the dress?
Yeah.
Okay. Who cares what other people think? Wear it.
Well, how do you, yeah, exactly.
You know, just try to get them away.
Do you even like the dress on yourself? Like, or do you just want me to tell you that you look good?
Yeah. Words we use. Me and Adriana have stopped saying fat.
Altogether.
Yeah. Actually, every single way. She actually wouldn't even let me say, which, thank God, because she's the best. Wouldn't even let me call the Sharpie a fat Sharpie.
Yeah.
I'm like, pass me the fat Sharpie. She's like, stop saying fat.
We are not using the F word.
We don't use the F word. That's a bad word.
In any term imaginable. Even the S word.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Skinny.
Let's stop calling people skinny, because people that are smaller don't really like that. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're like, oh my God, you look so skinny. Some people fucking hate hearing that.
They hate being small.
If someone told me I looked small right now, because I work out to get big. If people told me I look small right now, I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh my God, don't.
4 years ago, if someone said that I looked small, I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God, finally it's working.
Yeah.
That's how the mindset would be before.
So I would say things that, I think a big thing is read the room. So one of my friends informed me that when you say her ass looks big, she associates that with weight gain. Yes. I had never, ever associated that with weight gain.
Never even thought about that.
So I know which friends to not call their ass big. Mm-hmm. Like if someone's ass is looking amazing, I know which ones not to call big. Right. For example, my mom, my sister, there during growing up during that time, if you had a big ass,
yes, if
that was not a compliment.
Yes. Older generations, they don't take a fat ass. Oh, I don't know why I just
said that. She said the F word, guys.
Well, because people are always like, damn, that ass is fat. And like, they don't like older people. They don't, they thought that was like an awful thing. Because having a big butt, a fat ass was,
we can't say the F word.
Bad.
It's so bad. Okay. It was so bad. On a serious note, we don't like, just stop saying the word fat, guys. No, stop saying skinny. Ways to talk to people. Comment on their character. Did you forget that people have like personality? Comment on their character. If you are struggling to say something about their body, just don't say anything at all. If you don't know what words to find, just don't say anything at all. Better safe than sorry.
The best compliment you can honestly give somebody is on their character. It's the best way to not make it about a body, not make it about something that's like superficial, because also like a body doesn't stay the same ever. But someone's mind, someone's like beautiful personality will always stay. So
their soul.
That's where I go. Like if I think that someone looks like really, really pretty, and sometimes sometimes this is honestly what I do. If I think that someone looks really, really pretty, I'll sometimes say like, I just like love your personality. That's honestly what I say. Or you could say,
this is what I think.
Like
is,
it just depends.
I love your eyes.
Yes.
Your smile's so pretty.
Right.
Or how about your outfit looks so good?
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. With body, like say like more like the outfit looks good.
However, there are times where I do want to comment on people's body.
Yeah.
I work out, and when I see other people that work really hard for their body, I will sometimes say, I like your physique. Mm-hmm. A big thing was change your terms like to physique.
Yeah.
You know, or I change, instead of saying skinny, I say get leaner.
Yeah.
Instead of saying fat, I say get bigger. Like just try to, the way I do it is I just say things that are just like safer words. Yeah. They're less harmful.
Yeah, because those...
And know your audience, of course. Like, me and you, we've been best friends for a while now, and we know how to talk about each other's bodies.
Exactly.
I would never be like... We would never say to each other, like, you look so skinny.
Yeah, no.
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 We would just be like, oh my God, you look great. We'll praise each other's gym progress. Like, I'd be like, your back is looking huge.
Amazing. Yeah.
Like, if your goal is to get your back huge, like, I know her goal.
Right.
If your back, like, is to get your back, I'll be like, oh my God, your back's so huge. It looks amazing.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God, your arms are huge. But some people don't want big arms. So, you know your audience. That's all I'm going to say. The male gaze, the thing I have to say about this, if you guys haven't, go listen to Fuck the Male Gaze on Alex Cooper's podcast, Call Her Daddy. Go listen to that one. It's so good. A lot of people think that the way we dress and the way we act is for men. It's not. If you're wearing booty shorts in the gym, it's because you worked hard for that ass. You want to fucking look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not always for men. Most of the time, it's not. It's really not. It's for yourself.
Yeah.
So I would just say, like, who cares if you don't look ladylike or you don't look a certain way and you, like, you're acting, you know, if you want to work out and get muscular, who cares if men are telling you, like, that's masculine, don't do that.
Exactly.
Fuck the male gaze.
We're not here to please the male gaze. And what's crazy about that is, like, all of our entire life as women, like, we're told to, like, appeal to the male gaze. Like, oh, wear these short shorts, wear, like, tops of your boobs out, like be skinnier for the males, like all this shit. It all ties together with the male gaze. And what's crazy is that you don't actually realize how like unimportant the male gaze is, because it doesn't even fucking matter. Make the male gaze your own fucking gaze. Be concerned about your own way of viewing yourself rather than everybody else.
The last thing we want to talk about is setting boundaries with your family and your friends about.
This is extremely important. Extremely important. It like make or breaks your entire self-love journey, the way you view yourself, the way others, how you want others to view you, all these things.
If your friend comments on how much you eat, tell them to stop. They may not know that that's a problem. Just tell them to stop because they're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe their parents do it to them. If your friends are saying terms that you don't like, tell them to stop.
Yeah.
Just set the boundaries. It's not that hard. And it's not like you're trying to shame them. It's just like, hey, I just don't really like using that. Like, can we not talk about that?
And that, what's funny is like, it could be scary for somebody who doesn't like to kind of, I wasn't good at setting boundaries just in general with like friends. Like
I'm still working on that.
Yeah. Shit. Setting boundaries are hard, but you can do it like little by little.
Okay. So that was a quick episode just on how we speak about other people.
Yeah.
Cause it's important. And this is a short episode, and I think that's good because it's just a simple one. You guys listen to it and you're like, okay, you're, you know what? Maybe I should watch myself.
Yeah.
I think I still say things that I definitely need to monitor.
Yeah.
But it's all just like learn. You just got to learn. It's okay if you make mistakes and maybe call someone skinny and then maybe that affects them. Exactly. That's okay. Just fix it for the next time and don't keep doing it. Be patient.
Again, little by little, day by day, this shit is not going to fucking happen tomorrow. So.
But just make sure you're aware of how you affect other people's view on themselves, because you don't want to be the friend that's tearing others down, or just like, you don't want that.
Right.
If you see your friend struggling, you don't want to say anything detrimental to actually make it worse.
Yeah.
And when you think that you could be saying something that makes it worse, resort to say nothing. Don't say anything about their body. Just fucking don't say anything. That's it. Let them speak to you about it. Open up a space for them, make them feel comfortable, and everything's good. So yeah, I think we're done with this one.
Okay. Tune in next time to Behind Closed Doors.
Behind Closed Doors.
With Allie and Adrienne.